Yep, that's me. I just wasted the last year of my life trying to start an online business and doing self-improvement habits. I thought it would work and I'd get to become a digital nomad and travel the world working from my laptop. I put everything on the line.
I have work tomorrow, another full day shift as normal, Monday to Friday. I'm gonna quit.
I quit my job to become a scammer. I mean, an influencer, like all those other people online. But we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's go back. This is a story about self-improvement. My self-improvement from 2019 to 2020, the most important year of my life. In 2019, I graduated from university.
Yay!
But I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. Aww. And so I did what any intelligent young man would do at this point. I tried to become a rapper.
Yeah. 9 to die. 9 to 5. 9 to die, yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I decided the 9-to-5 rat race wasn't for me. There's something about spending my youth inside a cubicle, smashing away on the keyboard, pretending to be interested in what my co-workers did in their weekend, all the while waiting for the clock to strike 5 p.m. so I only have 40 years left. I wanted freedom. I don't want a boss. I want to make money online so I can travel and move to Thailand and be free. But there's just one problem. My brain doesn't work. Well, it does. But not really. When I try to read, my mind wanders and I have to reread the same sentence over and over again to get it to stick. When I try to sit down and work, I procrastinate for a few minutes, and by the time I sit down to do the work, it's 4 days later. I'm constantly tired and all I want to do is smoke weed, watch TV, and get head. That's not too much to ask for, is it? And there's no way I can get rich and live out my dream by working a normal job. I need to build a business. I've read the books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Millionaire Fast Lane, and the best book, The 4-Hour Workweek. I've watched so many YouTube videos on starting a business and making money online. I'm hyped, I'm ready, I just need to decide which business model to do. That's gonna be easy, right? Wrong. There's like 20 different business models, and everyone's telling me different things. This guy's saying e-commerce is the best way, and he's trying to sell me his e-commerce course. This guy's saying dropshipping is the best, and he has a dropshipping course. Agency course. I can't make my mind up, so I do the only thing I can do. I do all of them. Millionaires have 7 streams of income anyway, right? So there I am, learning to code, whilst appealing my Facebook ads ban for my dropshipping website, whilst listening to rap music that I want to copy. My ebook has 0 sales, and my YouTube videos only get views when I spam the link on Reddit and Facebook. Jack of all trades, master of none. I am a master at one thing, however. Baiting. Master baiting. This is what my daily routine looks like at this point. Wake up sleep deprived. Go sit on the toilet to shit, scroll Reddit until I come across porn, masturbate whilst shitting. Trust me, bro, you gotta try it. Sit on my computer, put on music and smoke weed. Eat junk food whilst I watch other people playing video games. Think about being productive and making money online, but I'm too high right now, so I'll just smoke more and then do it tomorrow. And then I'll spend the rest of the day smoking, gaming, fapping, then go to bed and repeat it all again tomorrow. I am, as the kids say, down bad. I'm not kidding anyone. I know this lifestyle is bad and it's the reason why I'm not making progress in business. And look, I've tried to fix my life already, but it just doesn't work. I've watched the self-help videos. I've tried to quit sugar and weed and porn, but I just relapse on day 2 or 3 and binge. I'm just not consistent. But if I'm honest, I don't want to live like this anymore. It was kind of fun when I was an innocent teenager, but I'm literally a grown-up now, and living like a dopamine fiend at this point is just embarrassing. When I go on Instagram, I sometimes see people from my high school and college doing well. There's this one girl who was in my friendship group, and she was always so smart, and she just posted a picture of her house and her car that she's just bought because she got a really good job after university. And then there's people that are less successful, but they're having so much fun. They're partying, traveling, and they're always with friends. And honestly, I'm so jealous. I feel like I've aged 20 years recently. I can't have fun like that anymore. I'm helping a homeless man who has no one else. I have so much stress in my life because of it. Everyone else gets to act like they're 21 years old and enjoy their youth, but I have to lock in and build something bigger than this life that I have right now. It's been about a year since I decided to be locked in trying to start a business, and what do I have to show for it? People who stuck to the 9-to-5 rat race are more successful than me, and they actually make money, and they have decent lives, and they socialize on the weekends. I just feel overworked constantly, but I'm not even producing anything. I haven't made any money. I've spent a whole year of my life on this, and literally nothing's changed. Worst of all, I haven't even had fun. If I wasn't productive and successful, but I was at least having so much fun, I could argue that it was worth it because of the memories, but this is the worst case scenario. I've achieved nothing and also had a boring time doing it. There's guys who achieve nothing, but they're having so much fun, so I'm jealous of them, honestly. And of course, I'm mostly jealous of the people who are achieving a lot of things, and they're also having fun doing it. And so one day I'm scrolling on Reddit looking for porn, and I see a viral post. How are you keeping up your mental health in lockdown? This was back in the COVID lockdown in early 2020. One of the top comments says that they found a free online educational course that teaches how to be happy, and it helped them. It's called The Science of Wellbeing by Yale University. And little did I know, my entire life and worldview was about to change. I started watching the course and I learned that everything I knew about happiness was wrong. Good grades, a wedding, a new car, and a house don't make people happy, even though we think they do. I learned so many interesting things, like the hedonic treadmill, which is where we think we'll get happy because something good happens to us, like a new job or more money, but actually your brain just kind of adjusts to it and your happiness goes back to normal. What actually makes people happy is good health, friendship, love, kindness, meditation, and gratitude. Remember I mentioned my broken brain before, like I couldn't get myself to focus or to stick to goals like quitting weed or working hard. That was all because of mental health. If I fix my mental health and become happier, maybe I could become more productive. The professor who teaches the course goes on to tell you to write down things you're grateful for or about people. And I get the idea to write something down about my father. I've always had a complicated, borderline abusive relationship with him. So when I decide to write about him in my gratitude journal, I can't think of anything. I just stay sat there looking at the empty page thinking, well, there's nothing that I'm grateful for. Until I get one idea and I write it down. I'm grateful Papa brought us to the UK. I think about how different life would be if my family stayed in Pakistan compared to moving to the UK when I was just 3 years old. How many more opportunities I have, the better education, the safer, higher quality healthcare. I've never really expressed gratitude before, but it feels so nice. So I decide to take this one step further and I actually text my dad and tell him that I'm grateful that he brought us to the UK. Bear in mind that me and him, like, we never speak in this warm, heartfelt way, ever. So I don't even know, like, what he would have been thinking when he saw this text from me. But I saw his reply. He sent me, like, 10 messages. He said, "You're welcome. It was hard, but I did it for my family." In Pakistan, I had 450 people who worked under me, because my dad was like a supervisor in a paper mill, like an engineering company. And then he says, "In UK, I've worked like a laborer, but I've done it for my family." You know, at this point, I'm 21 years old and I've started to work some shitty 9-to-5 jobs for the first time in my life. And I was kind of depressed working like these jobs that I didn't like. I thought about what a sacrifice he had made working a job that you don't like for like 20 years just to provide for your family. Now it really hits me, like the sacrifice my dad's made just to give us a good life for his family. My relationship to him and to the rest of my family was so troubled around this time. Like I had my entire family blocked on everything for about 9 months, and anytime they'd make like a new account to reach out to me, I just blocked them again. But when I finally unblocked them and then I had this conversation with my dad, it really opened up the idea that potentially I could move back home to my family's home, because at the moment I was like living in an apartment in the city, which meant that I had pretty high expenses, so I had to work a job, which was tiring and distracting from the dream that I wanted to build. And so I think about it for ages, but I make the biggest decision of my life so far. I move back home to to my family's home. That means that I basically have like no expenses now, and I can go all in on business. Specifically the business that I'm enjoying the most, which is YouTube. And so imagine this. A few years ago, I moved out to university. And the last time my family had saw me, I was a cummy video gamer. Like, my bedroom probably smelt of cum for like 10, 12 years straight. And when I moved out to university, they knew that I was just like partying and being like an idiot. Now, before I move back home, I shave my head because I'm also actually enlisting into the Air Force. I move back home, I wake up early, I'm downstairs filling up my water bottle at like 5 a.m. And when my dad walks into the kitchen, he looks at me and he goes, "Oh, you can't sleep?" And I said, "No, I'm going for a run." The way he looked at me, like, it was almost like he was seeing the man. Like, his son is no longer a cummy video gamer, but actually a young man now. I get more serious on self-improvements because I want their respect. I want them to treat me seriously. And most of all, I want to improve myself so that I can build this dream of mine to make money online. And I can see in my mom and dad's face that this is surprising them, but it's impressing them. And so one day, shortly after I've moved back home, I'm in the kitchen with my mom and she looks over to me and she says, "You know, you've graduated and you got your degree now. Like, you got a degree in psychology. Kya kaam karna?" Which means, what work do you want to do? And I look her in the eyes, which, by the way, is like pretty abnormal for me because, again, I've been like a cummy video gamer my entire life. So I really look her in the eyes like a man and I say, "I'm going to be a YouTuber." Now, remember, I'm brown. So the first thing I'm expecting is a random fucking headshot with a slipper or something. Like, nah, doctor, like, be a doctor or some shit like this. But she just kind of looks at me and she says, "Acha," which means like, okay, like this. Like, she's almost impressed by my answer. And by the way, I've only got 40 subscribers at this point after like 2-3 months of grinding. The next day I wake up and I have 120 subscribers. I've just gained 80 in one day. Like, it took me months to get 40 and I just gained 80 in one day. What the fuck? I go and check my YouTube analytics. Like, check the comments and there's so many comments. "Hey bro, it's Wakas. I'm your cousin from Pakistan. Hey, I'm from your dad's village. Hey, it's your auntie." Like all my extended family have subscribed. My mom and my dad sent my YouTube link to everyone that they knew. That gave me so much support and belief that I could really go and achieve this. And you know, there was one more thing. A few weeks after this, I found myself just applying for like random jobs, you know, just out of routine. Okay, this one looks pretty good. I can make £1,700 a month, whatever. And one of them comes back. It's the Amazon warehouse. And I can probably make like a fair amount of money. I can contribute to the family expenses, you know, because I want to help my dad out. And I tell my mom about this interview, but I'm a little bit hesitant because I can just kind of tell that it would distract me from YouTube. My mom looks at me and she says, "Just focus on the big thing that you want to build." Even though I could have made some money and given it to my dad, I could have given it to her. She told me to build the big thing that would actually be life-changing. So with my family's support, I take YouTube and my own self-improvement journey so seriously. I start to meditate every single day, 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, then 1 hour of meditation a day. I do gratitude journaling every single day. I heal the relationship that I have with my family. I've got good mental health now, and I was so right that good mental health makes you more productive. I feel so positive. I get 400 subscribers, 700 subscribers. I make my first dollar from YouTube, and by December 2020, 7 months after moving home, I make £650. It's not a crazy amount. I'm not like one of these influencers online that'll tell you I became a millionaire in 3 months and you can buy my course or whatever. But my goal was only £500, so I was pretty happy. Then the next month in January, I made £1,200, then £1,500, and it leads all the way up to July 2021. When I'm working on a fitness program that I'm going to sell. And the special angle of this fitness program is that I'm going to teach you how to build an aesthetic body that's sexy and attractive to women. It just so happens one of the first videos I've posted to my channel randomly blows up and starts getting 100,000 views out of nowhere. I get the program ready, I sell it, and in July 2021, I make $15,000. There was definitely so much luck because that first video randomly blew up and it happened to be on the exact same topic of the program that I was about to sell. But it was also a lot of preparation, hard work, resilience, and commitments. I locked in for a year and nothing happened. I just needed to grit my teeth and keep going for another few months. I'm now a successful young man. Things are great. It's amazing. There's new people who want to be friends with me now. Wait. Are you sure that they're real friends and they're not just trying to take your success? I've become a target. And I'm going to tell you all the details about this in the next episode of My Work Life, episode 5 of this series. I would love to have 2.5 million subscribers, and I wish you could help me with that. So please subscribe to my YouTube channel now, and we can have 2.5 million members in our community.